Topic 7. Plans for the future.
Future plans.
What are your short-term plans?
Now I am in my last year of grammar school, so I have to study a lot. In May, I am taking my school leaving exam in Czech, English, and two more subjects. This exam is oral and very difficult. You never know what question the examiner will ask you, so it is difficult to prepare properly. We have between 20 to 30 topics to study for, each subject, and then at the finals, we pick one as a draw. We have a quarter of an hour to get prepared, and another quarter of an hour to talk and answer the teachers' and board's questions. I hope I will pass the exam. After that, there will be the entrance exam for university, which is more difficult than the final exam. You will be compared with students from other schools, and you can never know whether the others are better prepared than you. I wish I had a lot of luck and was admitted to the university. Then my holidays will start. I would like to spend it in England, working on a farm. I could improve my English, which is always useful, and earn some money as well. Last 2 weeks of my holidays, I would like to travel through Great Britain. I'm really interested in that country. I would like to visit Ireland, too. What are your long-term goals?
It's difficult to make plans for life now, at the age of 19. But to think about it, I would like to finish the university with flying colors, and before getting a good job in my field, I would like to take some time to travel around the world doing different jobs. When I get back, I would like to buy a beautiful house, settle down, get married, and have children. This is just what an ideal future would be like, but nobody knows what's going to come.
Jobs. Is it difficult for young people to get a job nowadays?
Nowadays, young people face quite a big problem finding a good job. It's not usually difficult to find a job, but if you want to work in your field and take advantage of the knowledge you gained at university, then it is difficult. In different times, different jobs are in. Some time ago, there were so few doctors and lawyers that everyone wanted to be one, as they were considered to be well-paid jobs. Now it's difficult to find a job as a lawyer because there are loads of them and you have to be really good to catch on. If young people cannot find a job, they have to go out and register at the job center, and for a very small monthly allowance, they have to wait until a suitable job appears. It must be rather depressing to be on the dole, because if nothing comes up, you start to underestimate yourself. I would rather go abroad and do any job rather than here, because like that, I would at least learn a foreign language. It's a good idea to take up a PC or driving course, as it sounds more interesting to your possible employer. Is it an advantage to have a university degree?
Sometimes people with a university degree are discriminated against because they have to be paid more than workers with secondary education only. You always have to be really good in your specialization to get a good job without problems. What would you do if you saw an advertisement for a job you would really love to get?
If I saw an interesting advertisement, I would prepare a CV with all the relevant information the employer refers to in the ad, giving necessary personal details, information on my education, the courses taken, languages spoken, skills like PC or driving license, hobbies and interests, and participation in competitions if relevant, and references from, for example, your ex-teachers or ex-employers should also be mentioned. The CV should be structured and well arranged and signed at the end. It should be sent with a covering letter explaining where I have seen the ad and why I'm interested in the job, what I can offer to the future employer, etc. What can your body language tell about you during the job interview?
The first impression always counts. For a job interview, men should wear a suit and a tie, and women a suit or a formal dress. It is good to look neutral and never be eccentric. You never know about your future employer's choices. You should look confident and not give away your nervousness by biting your nails and playing with your hair or a pen. You should smile comfortably and look into your interviewer's eyes and from time to time also at the rest of the board. Explain the saying, work is a blessing, not a curse.
I can't imagine spending my life doing nothing. I'm an active person, so I need to be occupied all the time. Of course, I'm happy to have nothing to do from time to time, but to be able to enjoy this free time, I need to know that it will change soon. No one unemployed will say, I'm happy as I have nothing to do. And of course, there's the problem of money. So definitely, I agree with the saying, work is a blessing, not a curse. What are the pros and cons of having one's own business?
Some people like being on their own and running their own business. They may sleep till late in the morning, they may take a holiday whenever they want, and they are not harassed by a boss. But at the same time, they have to be very responsible and organized. They must solve problems when they come, pick up the telephone, and start work whenever it is necessary. So very often they work much longer and have no time to take holidays. On the other hand, employed people don't have to worry if they are ill. They can go on holiday as planned, and they know exactly what their working hours are. Everybody is different, and in my opinion, people have to be very brave to have their own business. How do you imagine a good boss? What qualities should he or she have?
A good boss should be understanding, outgoing, and sincere. He or she should be tolerant towards criticism and should be strict, but with a sense of humor. If you have done well, he or she should notice it, and if you have failed something, both of you should analyze the problem together. What would be the ideal working hours for you? Do you prefer fixed or flexible working hours? Flexi time.
Some people like to have fixed working hours. I think it's good because you can plan your day and your week, and if you have some hobbies or attend evening courses, you know that you can do them. On the other hand, working flexi time is good because you feel free and your day is not so monotonous. There are days when you feel very well. You work hard and do a lot of work and don't want to be interrupted. Then there are days when you just stare through the window and would rather go shopping or to the swimming pool. How can you improve your chances of getting a good job?
When studying, it is important to have good results so that you can mention them in your CV. When finished with your studies, you should keep yourself up to date in your specialization by attending courses, studying books, etc. It's always useful to be able to offer many skills like driving license, PC skills, or languages. A successful person should dress well and behave and speak well too. Do you want to do the same work all your life? Or do you want to try a number of different jobs?
In my opinion, it is always better to try different jobs before you decide definitely on what you would like to do for the rest of your life. We are probably different from the Japanese, who usually spend their entire work life with one company. Some variety of different jobs and positions will bring you a lot of experience. What is more important for you? To earn a lot of money or to have a job which you really like? Why?
An ideal combination is, of course, as follows: a job that I love and that brings me a lot of money. But that's rarely the case. In my opinion, the fact that I love the job is slightly more important than the financial conditions. For no money on earth would I take a job that I hate. I think this would ruin my life, and I wouldn't be able to enjoy the money at all. An ideal combination is, of course, as follows: a job that I love and that brings me a lot of money. But that's rarely the case. In my opinion, the fact that I love the job is slightly more important than the financial conditions. For no money on earth would I take a job. For no money on earth would I do a job that I hate. I think this would ruin my life, and I wouldn't be able to enjoy the money at all.